Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul writes to the Romans, "For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith." There is no distinction now between the Jew who believed in the Old Covenant and the Gentile or the Greek who had for many, many years rejected that. Jesus Christ was born into the world to save all people. That word of promise is now not just for the circumcised, but for those of the uncircumcision as well. For those whose hearts would be circumcised. For those who would reject the ways of the world and rather live according to his will. The fact is that there is no one that is righteous apart from Jesus. The best person and the worst person, neither of them gain heaven because of their own deeds. It is only by the deeds of Jesus Christ, by his perfect fulfillment of the law on our behalf. It is only by believing this in our hearts, by confessing this with our lips, and by conforming ourselves to his word. God set him forth as the propitiation by his blood. It wasn't gold or silver that paid the price. Rather, the price was the blood of Jesus. His blood was shed on the cross, and now that blood marks our doors. We are drowned and immersed in that blood of the Lamb. And if we have faith in this, it is counted to us as righteousness. No matter if we have spent our whole life believing in Jesus, or if we believed in Jesus just the latter parts of our life, or if we were baptized in the faith, fell away for a while, and then were brought back by the gift of the Holy Spirit, the salvation is won by Jesus. It is gifted to us in faith. The baptism of our Lord in the Jordan is what Martin Luther uses in the hymn that we just sang to explain how baptism works. Now, obviously, there aren't complete one-to-one examples here and parallels. Jesus was 30 years old when he was baptized. We know that the church has never waited until 30 to baptize. Why is that? Because we know that infants in conception are conceived in sin. The scriptures clearly tell us that. And if they are conceived in sin, and the wages of sin is death, then even infants, as soon as they are born, should be brought to the font to be washed in the blood of Jesus. The difference between an infant and Jesus is that Jesus, being God in the flesh, is without sin. Jesus is baptized, he submits himself to the waters under his cousin John the Baptist, not because he needs baptism, but because we do. The power and the glory and the righteousness of Jesus are placed into that water. And now that water flows over the heads of infants and sometimes over the heads of adults and everything in between. We baptize infants as soon as we can bring them to the font because they need what Jesus gives them in that water. Martin Luther in the Small Catechism will use many Bible verses to explain his stance on things, to show that this is not just his imagination, but rather that he is pulling all of these things from the scriptures. This baptism is not just plain water. For with the word of God, it is a baptism. And if God's word is present, if God's name is present, then it gives us exactly what God proclaims it to give. This is a washing of rebirth, renewal. This is a gift from the Holy Spirit, and it is for all nations. Matthew 28, Jesus proclaims to his apostles as he sends them out, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." How are you going to do that? You're going to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. But I am leaving you now. But I am not leaving you alone. For lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. At the end of Mark 16, before our Lord's ascension into heaven, we also get these words. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. In Titus, we get the words that this is that washing of rebirth and renewal. In Romans 6, we see that in this baptism, we are buried with Christ, but we rise to newness of life in Him. The old Adam is to be drowned among us daily. If someone asks you who you are a new creation. Your identity is a Christian. You are a soldier of Christ. You have had His divine name placed on you. For you were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the name above all names, the only name that saves. Jesus submits Himself to the water, that you might become His children, that I might become His child. Your identity now is as a baptized and redeemed child of God. The sins that you have carried day in and day out are to be laid down at the foot of the cross. You are to remember your baptism each and every day. You are baptized. You say, "I am baptized," not "I was baptized." For your baptism is ongoing. God's promises are new every morning. Your baptism, reminding yourself of that washing, that rebirth, that renewal, the drowning of the old Adam and the raising with the new Christ, that just as Jesus came up out of the water, just as Jesus came up out of that tomb, we have risen to newness of life. Yes, it makes sense that Martin Luther would use the baptism of our Lord to explain our own baptisms, that we might see this life-giving water, this water that is rich in grace and blessing. Jesus submits Himself completely to the will and the law of God so that it might be counted to us as righteousness. That's the great exchange. All of our filth, all of our wickedness, all of our failures are taken by the Almighty, perfect God, and in its stead He gives us His life, His perfection, His beauty. All the stains are washed by the blood of the Lamb, and we receive robes of righteousness. So take heart, dear Christian. No matter what your struggle has been, your identity is in Christ. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. Not because of me, but because of Him. The church sings, "All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit. For here it sees the crimson flood to all our ills bring healing. The wonders of His precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring His own pardon." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.